All right, guys, life can get hectic really fast. It feels like there's no time and we're always on the go. When you get overwhelmed with life's daily tasks, responsibilities, and unexpected challenges, important things like our health tend to fall to the wayside. Well, my friend, Healthy Cell is here to make taking care of yourself a priority. Healthy Cell makes getting back in the driver's seat much easier. They have an innovative approach to the pill format by using this awesome gel. This vitamin-packed, nutrient-dense gel can be taken by itself, mixed in your drink, or blended with your morning smoothie. Healthy Cell offers supplement packs to enhance your performance, focus, and well-being. Take control of your mental, physical, and physiological health with Healthy Cell. If this is something that you've been thinking about implementing, tap this episode, scroll to our show notes, and click the link for significant savings today. All right, click that link to support your health and our mission today. Now, enjoy the rest of the show. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. So happy to be with you today. And please just pause, take a deep breath, put your hand on your heart, and offer yourself some gratitude for showing up to a podcast like this. Something that is refreshing and life-giving and focuses on self-awareness and insight and making you a better version of the person you are designed to be. So, I mean, honestly, we have super short episodes, but that's 15, 20 minutes really dedicated to something positive and something healing and something that's just for you. And we all know we don't do enough of that. And this season, we are talking all things journaling practice. And we're highlighting the Plan to Recover mini journal, the journal that I authored, and it's a bullet journal that really helps people on their road to recovery and self-discovery. And that's really kind of what life's all about. But it also really focuses on routine, developing a really healthy AM routine, PM routine, and focusing on behaviors that you would like to implement and behaviors that you know you need to let go of so you can implement healthy ones. And so that's the journaling practice that we're highlighting, but I try every episode to come back to how important it is to reflect, how important it is to sit with your feelings, to sit with your thoughts, to float backwards to the day and your actions and your reactions and, you know, be willing to sit in the why. You know, why did I react that way? Why do I have this feeling in the pit of my stomach? Where are these things originating from? So yeah, you have permission to reflect on the last 24 hours and backwards from there. Okay, because it all comes most of the time from unresolved wounds from when we were little people. Okay. And the more time we can spend in it, the more opportunity we have to heal it. And that's what this is all about. Journaling is huge for that. And it's also really nice sometimes to come back to your journals. If you've been journaling for years, especially, I have a lot of clients that have been journaling for decades. And, you know, sometimes we pause and go back to a time and a place and really focus on that and use that. And it's just a beautiful, very healing thing. So I definitely am going to be a proponent of a journaling practice as a clinician and as a person who fought it for years. I just did not understand why it was so important and what these people were talking about. It's kind of like until you find true love, You think these people are crazy talking about this love at first sight thing, right? I mean, it's insane. And I kind of felt the same way in a resisted journaling because I hadn't really dove into it and experienced how healing it could be. And so I'm a convert and have written my own journal, and I really have utilized it to transform my life. And I definitely offer it to all of our audience and the clients that I serve. So if it can work for me, it can work for anybody, basically. Hey there, this is your host, Andrea. I just wanted to ask you a question. Are you interested in being on a podcast? Do you want to share your amazing story with the world? Or are you interested in hosting a podcast yourself? Well, if you are, then we really recommend PodMatch. PodMatch works to ensure that well-suited guests, hosts, and collaborators can find you. With an easy filtering process where you can either match with a potential guest or you can pass. It's that easy. Don't have a podcast? Don't worry. You can be a guest on someone else's podcast and share your story with their audience. It's just a click away. Here at Direct Impact, we love the ease of using PodMatch and all the connections that we've been able to make through their platform. If this is something that piques your interest, tap this episode. Scroll down to the bottom of our show notes and click our link, joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast, to support the show. Again, that's joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast. So a lot of people who have been with us for all season six have ordered their Plan to Recover mini journal. And if this is the first episode that you're listening to, well, welcome. You can go to Amazon and you can type in Andrea Epting, E-P-T-I-N-G, or you can go to the Lightning in a Bottle website and you can order your journal there. So we would love to have you join our 90 days. This is a 90-day journal for at least 10 really, really solid, good, science-backed reasons. But you can start this 90 days any day. You can start it now. So you don't need to, you know, wait for the quarter to end or wait for the new year. Go ahead and buy your journal and get started today. So today we're going into the portion of the journal that says what I did do. All right. Earlier, when you're looking at your day, you're looking and logging your healthy habits for the day because you've identified three. You are reflecting on the why. Why was it important for you to make these changes in your life? And then you've got the to-do. And the to-do list, yeah, I guess it could be a task if you need it to be that day. But it's also, what do I need to do to support these behavior changes? All right. If you decide that it just benefits you to have three very, very small to-dos, in tasks for the day, if you want to use it that way, fine. Use it whatever way benefits you. Honestly, I've worked this journal multiple times, and every time I approach it differently. In some days, I approach it differently, how I need to use each of these segments. So, I mean, my goodness, there's no right or wrong way. It's your way. This is unique to you. So please, when you get to that part that says to do, use it however you need, but know that part of the design is for you to ask yourself, like, what do I need to do to support these three new behaviors? All right, because you always want to reflect back on that. Because if they are behaviors you've been trying to implement and have struggled, you're going to need to make some changes and you will need to implement some to-dos to support that. But as you start to progress and the habit becomes more ritualized, you can just use this as what I need to get done today so that I'm not procrastinating. And then you go through your feelings, identifying your victory and struggle, identifying and looking at the triggers that were involved during the day and how that might have been associated with the struggle. And then you move into the practice of self-compassion and then forecasting, which is, how do I want to feel tomorrow? What are the notes to my future self? Like, how do I want to motivate and inspire the me tomorrow? And then the desired outcome for the next day. And then you pause and imagine it. And then you reflect on, what did I do today? Okay. So, did I do some of the things that I planned on doing? Did I do something different? Did I pivot? Did I procrastinate? I just think it's so important to be able to reflect back on this is what I intended to do and this is what I was able to accomplish. Not to beat yourself up for not getting them all done. Oh my gosh, no. That is not the point. It's to learn. It's to pivot. It's to say, my gosh, why do I keep putting three things on the to-do list when I know I can only do one with all the other life tasks I have? I have done that many, many times, guys. It's one of the most valuable things I've learned is don't put more than one on that list. I've got enough. I've got a very rich and full and wonderful life, and I don't need more than one to do at this point in my life in this journal. Fine. I love putting one though, because it's something that really supports my why and where I'm headed in this phase of my life. And I want to see and reflect back on that at the end of the day when I get to my did-do list. Okay. So that's what the did-do part is for, is to give yourself grace, to make pivots, to honor your unique self, your brain, and the way that it works, the way that it operates. This is about self-discovery. It's not about self-punishment. It's not about, I'm not doing enough. That's absolutely not the point. The point is to love and honor yourself, to reflect and get to know yourself, to say, you know, what is enough today or this stage or this phase of my recovery or my life? Being gentle with yourself is what this portion is about. And it's all about taking a pause to celebrate the things that you are doing. If you've got one on that list, whether it was one that you said you wanted to do or just one that you did throughout the day, this is a moment to pause and celebrate and honor any efforts that you have made towards bettering yourself. Okay, that's what a journaling practice is for. It's what a bullet journaling practice is for. So please use this however it's going to benefit you and make you feel good about yourself and this journey. Okay. I've talked to some people and they're not necessarily using this portion in a way that's life-giving. And if at any part of this journal you're approaching it in a way that feels demeaning or self-punishing, it's really important that you look at that. Pivot, use it differently, approach it differently, because that is not the goal. Okay? It's not about more. It's not about hurry. It's not about better. Okay? It's about discovery. It's about pause. It's about reflection. It's about honoring yourself. It's about gratitude. Okay? It's about, yeah, just who am I and getting to know that person, care for that person, love that person, respect that person. Because until we are able to do that, we'll never truly be able to love the people we care about the way they deserve, because we can't love ourselves. So I'm really hopeful that our listeners are engaging with this material in a way that breathes life and healing and hope into them, so they can be that light to others. So please, 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 if you have any questions, any concerns about the way that you're engaging with your Plan to Recover mini journal, I really want you to reach out to us, okay, at the Direct Impact Podcast. And you can always access us through Lightning in a Bottle website. We would really love to talk with you and help you on your journey. All right. Thank you so much. And just keep coming back, same place next time. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today. Hey guys, it's your host, Andrea. I have a question for you. How frustrating is it that you have to pay your hard-earned money to see? Personally, I've been wearing corrective lenses since the fourth grade, and the cost has really added up over the years. If you're like me and actually value your dollar, then check out iBuyDirect.com. iBuyDirect has many styles and affordable frames that fit your unique personality. Need specialty lenses like blue light filtering? No problem. iBuyDirect provides many options for customization like bifocals, progressives, tinted lenses, and more. Do you have 20/20 vision? Great. iBuyDirect has you covered too, with many sunglasses options that will allow you to express and enhance your individualized style. Do you like premium brands? I do. iBuyDirect carries Ray-Ban, Oakley, Vogue, just to name a few. Click the iBuyDirect link in our show notes and get affordable custom eyewear today.
Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.